Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I'm not a whistler. Maybe I'm Whistler's mother. Here we go. Are we playing this again now? That's okay. I like listening to the same song over and over and over.
I think there's a ghost in here or something. Anyway.
I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And we are Stuff. And what happened? And we are Stuff. And together we are Stuff. 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. If you don't know what a dial is, it's a little tiny knob we used to use to turn things up, down, over, around.
Now it's probably a button, right, or something like that.
Welcome to our show, and we have a guest today. Mary Hood. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Mary is now part of our threesome stuff.
She's got today. A theory going this morning. You don't, people just
no.
don't. Okay, I won't say anything.
Welcome to all of our listeners. I see Tony, and I see Patty, and I see Marie.
Do you have a magic mirror?
I do. Remember her? Miss Diane.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Romper Room. I used to wait for my name, and it never came until it came.
Well, mine never did.
Never?
Never.
Never came.
Really?
But
it
Beverly
never came?
Is a very common name from, like, 60s and 70s, the 50s, 60s.
Who says?
Me.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that enough?
It should have been. I never heard.
Isn't that enough?
Oh, my The goodness. Only Beverly I ever heard was a baseball player, and he...
Oh, that's right.
Beverly was a he?
Yes.
Oh,
he was a famous baseball player, yes?
I think so.
I think so, too. I don't know when or who, or but hey, you know what? Eric can look that up for us. Or RB, which we don't say we don't tell anyone his name, just RB. He won't come on the show, but he listens.
Once in a while.
Yes, if he likes it,
yes.
Even.
Yes.
If he even likes it.
Something tells me. No, let me see. All right. Well, wait a minute here.
And we are waiting patiently.
The views and opinions on this program are solely those of the host's guests or callers and do not necessarily represent those of WTBR 89.7, WTSB 88.1, management, other producers, or sponsors.
It almost sounded Japanese there for a minute.
I actually understood the words.
I did, too.
I never understand the words. I actually did.
Isn't that crazy that
wow.
we did?
It's called spinning around.
It
Everything is spinning.
Yes, I'm a little nauseated.
That's probably why I understood it. Because I'm always spinning.
It sounded like she was experiencing some vertigo.
Yeah,
that was good. I liked it. Hey, Mikey, I like it. All right, quote of the day. Let's see if we can find a good one. They're always pretty good, and they're always pretty clever. Have I exhausted my list? No, here's one. No, here's another one.
Oh, gosh.
Some of these people we've never even heard of.
Okay.
This is Nick Veluzhak.
That was
spell
good.
It.
Because the letters
you.
Don't make sense in the English language. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
We humans are a silly bunch. We spend half of our time trying to fit in with the crowd and the other half trying to stand out from it. Ain't that true?
That is the truth.
Would you like me to repeat it?
No.
Okay.
Got it.
Do you try to stand in or out?
When I was younger, I wanted to stand in, but now I want to stand out because I don't like the in.
That's really profound. It's true. And I think the older we get, the more we don't care about the in.
Right, right.
You know? What was the song? I'm in with the in crowd.
No. Yeah. I never was.
I never was.
You were never in?
No, I was never in with the in crowd. But I never wanted to be... I never wanted to be conspicuous either.
I understand
that. I never did want to be conspicuous. I never wanted to be outstanding in my field.
Uh-huh.
Don't make me the center of attention.
I wanted to be in my house.
In my house?
I didn't want to be out in the field.
Your house is a very, very, very fine house.
Here we go. Anyway, I have a riddle. Actually, I don't have a riddle. I have true or false.
How many?
Just the two.
Two.
Yep.
So one is true, one is false.
You got it. And the first one is, wheat is the most widely cultivated and consumed crop in the world. That's number one. Number two, a dog has 42 teeth and an adult human has 52.
42 teeth on a dog and 52 on a human.
Yeah.
So I know that all of you are out there right now driving in your cars and you have your hand in your mouth.
And you're counting.
you're counting your teeth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I just went to the dentist.
But what about the molars that we get, you know, the wisdom teeth we get pulled, you know, they always pull those.
Doesn't say how, it says an adult human. If you're an adult human with your wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
Time to go see the dentist.
Alrighty. We will have the answer to that at the bottom of our show, but we will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show, after the first half of our show, the bottom of that, when we go to the announcement and then go to the top half of the second half of the second half of the show.
And,
Here we go. What do you have, Bev? Bev, I love that necklace, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That is so cool. So she has a leather cord necklace with a silver.
Oh.
Is it silver or gold?
It's probably.
It looks
yellow.
No.
Oh.
It's silver.
It looks silver from here.
And it's a bar.
Maybe it's white gold.
An inch long, and it's very cool. I like it. I want it. I'm coveting it.
Covet, baby, covet. I have. My favorite thing to do when I don't really have anything else to do, and that's the one-liners.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here's a sign that you see on the roadway. Next 15 years.
Next 15 years?
That's it?
Road work.
Next 15 years?
Road work for the next 15 years?
Oh, God. Really? It's true.
Well, it is true. Yeah. They're always doing road work.
They're doing a lot of road work in Pittsfield.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go down here. Okay. I'm in Home Depot and some little kid called me an old fart. So if you're missing your kid, he's in the red L8 dryer aisle 17.
I love it.
That's great.
Don't you just that's want
great.
It?
That one's better, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like the 15 years one. I do.
Okay.
Did we miss something?
No.
No. It's true.
Okay.
It is. It's true. What have you got, Mary? You got you.
I didn't bring
all right. Well, here.
Stuff because I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, it's okay. She actually. We did a show about eggs. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to give us some time?
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
We'll do some warm up.
You do warm up.
We'll do some warm up.
I was trying to work on something, but. I didn't have the time.
Well, that's all right.
Because I was thinking about, you know, when you go up in a plane and they always say, well, we're flying over 35,000 feet right now. And I never looked down to see the feet. I never saw any. I just thought that was really...
I knew that was.
I thought that was really
like
something.
That.
You know, it was like what, there was this 35,000 feet out there. That if you're only 10 feet, does that mean there's only 5 people? Because everybody has 2 feet. I don't.
Well, mostly
I couldn't
everybody.
Figure that out.
That would be a great cartoon.
Good. Anyway, I was thinking about it, but I didn't have the time.
I think the next time I'm on a plane, I will ask.
Look for the feet.
I will ask.
Look for the feet.
I don't see the feet. Are the clouds covering the feet? Maybe the clouds
maybe.
Are covering
cloud
the feet.
Cover. I don't know.
That was good. That was good. That was the feet.
I'll just say, you know, we're a defeat.
Are you ready with something?
What's the weirdest fact you know? Okay.
The weirdest fact I know?
Yeah. So these are weird.
Oh, you're going to tell us.
Weird facts. Yeah.
I'm still alive.
You know Donkey Kong? I've never played Donkey Kong.
I did when I was
we
younger.
We did.
So tell me, what is it?
Yeah.
Is it? It's a video game.
Yeah.
And what do you do? You
I
hit
forgot.
A donkey. Do you hit a donkey? Do you
I forgot.
Bonk a donkey?
Do you know, it was so many years ago, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But it's a weird name
Donkey Kong.
For a game, and I know why. It says that the creator believed that donkey meant stupid in English and wanted to convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape.
Ape?
Ape. Donkey means stupid, and he wanted to... convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape. But a donkey's not an ape.
No,
more than one-fifth of... No, that's the next one. So that's what it says here.
See how smooth this all goes.
100 facts. Strange but true facts that will shock you. Well, that didn't shock me.
Well, no, but it. I got it. I know why it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you care?
No.
No. It's just stuff. It's just stuff you're reading. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's what we are.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just stuff.
Just stuff. Okay. Just lots of stuff.
Okay. Just lots of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. My new car has a button for pretty much everything. There's even one that says rear wiper, but I'm still too afraid to try that one.
That's good. That's good.
That's not a good visual at all.
No, we're not supposed to visualize. Do not visualize.
Oh. Where do bad rainbows go?
Bad rainbows?
Good rainbows go to the pot, right?
Rainbows go to the prism. It's a light sentence.
The prism.
It's a light sentence, the prism.
That's great.
Okay, so... Boo.
Actually, it's pretty clever.
No, I thought that was clever. That's
it's
not
one
a boo.
You have to think about.
That's a
thumbs
up.
We don't get.
I'll give you a thumbs
I'll
up.
I'll make up for it.
All right.
Today, my daughter called me birth person. I replied, "Yes, financial drain."
Yes, that fits. That fits. Oh my!
Okay. More than one-fifth of all the calories consumed by humans worldwide is provided by rice alone.
Wow. Oh, I would believe that.
Rice.
Rice is a staple in every place.
Is rice full of calories, though?
It's starchy. It's very starchy.
I love rice.
Oh, I do, too.
Let's have a vote. Bev, do you like sticky rice or fluffy rice?
Fluffy.
How about you, Mary?
Fluffy. I don't like sticky rice.
Okay, interesting.
You like sticky?
Sticky.
No, you
like you get in the Asian
like
restaurant?
You like sushi with sticky rice.
I like sushi
Asian,
as long as it's cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the raw.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you? No, I know you don't.
No, I don't even like to see somebody else eat it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't either.
But the sticky rice is, you know, they bring you the bowl.
Yes.
It's real.
Yes.
You could stick your fork in the bowl and pick up the whole chunk of rice.
Right.
I like that kind of rice.
Really?
Okay.
No, I'd rather have fluffy rice.
Fluffy. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was watching a show and this lady was reading a list of fun things to do when I realized it was a religious channel and she was listing sins.
Isn't that a shame?
And you turned it off right away.
Ain't no, that like, nah, a shame? Well, let's think about it for a second. Let's just think about it. What sin is sin, but it would be fun to do the sin without getting too, you know.
Graphic?
Yeah. So what would be, I think.
Stealing your cookies.
Yes, yeah, stealing. That's what I thought.
Stealing your cookies.
Stealing and stealing.
Yeah. Only if they're chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Oh, I like all kinds of cookies. No,
mm-hmm. All right, tell me if this sounds good to you. A chocolate chip cookie made from oats, an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
Yep.
With dried cherries in it.
Yep.
And
yes.
Chocolate chips and coconut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had
yes.
that this weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to make that.
Are they chewy?
They're chewy.
Yes.
I'm going to
are
make
that. Are they
drop
cookies?
Yeah. You bake them just like a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Just
why don't
you bake them in the oven?
They're not drop cookies. You don't?
No. Okay. No.
All right.
Well, you drop
well, yeah,
them on,
you
the,
drop
cookie
them on
sheet,
the cookie sheet.
And then cook
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I know, but no.
And
see,
bake them.
I'm old enough to know that drop cookies used to be the ones you put on top of the stove. Because we had the old iron
my
stoves.
Drop cookies are the ones that drop on the floor before I get to eat them.
Yeah, she just brushes them off.
I brush them off. I say, oh, that's a drop cookie. No.
So a drop cookie in a skillet?
No.
You put it in
what
a
do,
skillet?
What do you mean? A drop cookie
we had
where?
An iron stove, which gets very, very hot.
It's flat?
It's flat. And you just drop the cookie onto the top of the stove.
Do you flip it over?
You cook it on
no,
the
no,
top
no,
of the stove? Not
we
on
did.
The burner.
We
not
did.
On a burner.
Yeah. It's the burner's...
But it's flat?
It's flat.
Like a griddle.
Yeah.
I bet they came
I've
out
never
really
heard of
good
that.
And crunchy on the bottom.
They were very good.
And moist.
Ooh.
Ah.
We never had a stove like that.
Oh, we never had a stove.
What do you mean you never had a stove?
We just had a bun warmer and a platform... A little round thing that you plug in. My mother used to, before that, she used to rub two sticks together.
Well, hi, Mary. It's nice to see
well,
you
well, it's nice
again.
To be here
yeah.
for truth or lies.
All right. How about this one?
Okay.
Isn't it weird that Star Trek goes where no man has gone before, but they always find somebody there?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I'm a Star Trek fan.
Uh-huh.
I
like Star Trek.
Never thought that.
I love
they
Star Trek.
Always do find somebody.
Yeah. No man has gone before.
Yeah, they
well,
always find somebody there.
That's a really good observation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to always say they were going to boldly go.
Where no man has gone before.
Right, but where's boldly go? I want to know where Boldigo is.
Never heard of it.
I don't know. Have they ever gone to Boldigo?
Not that I know of.
I've never seen it in an encyclopedia.
No, where's Boldigo?
Encyclopedias, by the way, were these books that we used to have to find out stuff. All right.
Maybe it's where Vertigo went. Vertigo goes to Boldigo. I don't know. I always wonder, where does Vertigo go?
That's
I wish Vertigo would go.
Verti.
Verdi,
yeah.
That's a good nickname for you, Mary.
Verdi?
Verdi?
Yeah.
Verdi. All right.
I don't think so.
People can have a psychological disorder, and it's called boanthropy.
Boanthropy?
Boanthropy.
Boanthropy.
It makes them believe that they're a cow. And they try to live their lives as a cow.
Uh-huh. No, These
no,
are
it's
those
moo,
those,
moo, moo.
No,
moo.
No. These are those weird fact things.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Yeah, no, isn't that weird? No.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird?
Well,
how do you live your life as a cow?
I don't know.
You'd have to go to a farm. And kind of blend in.
You just kind of stand around and do nothing. I don't know. And just go, moo.
Oh, that's utterly impossible.
That's You'd be surprised how quickly an employee at Home Depot will assist you when you start a chainsaw.
That's the way to get somebody to help.
Yes, to help you. To help you.
They're known for not having anybody available.
Yes.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. And they're quite helpful if you can get one.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Once you get it.
Once you get one. Not one, but a person. A person.
Yes, we know you're okay. You 4 out of 3 people struggle with math. It's okay.
Yeah. 4 out of 3.
I do struggle with math. I'm a big math.
So math. No.
I am not a math. I am.
You're a good math person, right, Bev?
I like math.
My mother did too.
No, I don't at all. I don't do numbers.
No.
I try, but
I couldn't get to sleep the other night, and I know why, because I had a cold brew coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and I drank it from like 4 to 8, slowly.
No.
You know, sip here, a little sip there, sip here, sip there, and a little patita.
This has got to be on a camera somewhere.
I was wide awake. As a matter of fact, Mark came in at about midnight. We were at a relative's house, and he came up about midnight. And I'm pinging. Hi, what did you do? Did you watch the movie? How was the movie? What was the end of the movie?
My gosh.
And I couldn't sleep. So I looked on my phone, and one of the things that was suggested by this guy was count back from 300 by threes.
Oh.
And it would keep me awake.
Oy. Did you try that?
I did not try it.
I think that would keep me awake.
I did the breathing. Slowing down your heart. I did the bit.
Yeah, no, nothing
deep,
helps
deep
me.
Breathing, which kind of helped, but I didn't get to sleep until almost 4. So here's the thing, everybody out there. Don't drink cold brew coffee before you go.
Don't drink coffee
or you may
before
end
you
up
go
like
to bed.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Yeah. Okay. Enough of that. Go.
Poem.
Oh,
poem.
You want the poem?
So we did
We
did a show, and some of the things that Bev and I talked about were eggs. Different things that you can do.
How to tell a bad
how to tell a bad egg from a good egg. There was something about poking a hole in an egg, which we didn't do. And
she was fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
She was teaching us how to use them in a microwave, but it didn't seem like the right thing to do.
No, because it wasn't fried.
Right.
It was more of a poached kind of thing. So, of course, Mary said, oh.
No, but of course.
No,
Lynn,
no, Lynn said Mary has to write a poem. She's blaming me. It's my fault.
Guess what we got?
We got a poem.
So I've got a poem.
Oh, here's the egg.
It's called Know Your Eggs. You could eat a bad egg and float until it throws you. You can stay afloat a rocky boat until waves decide to hurl you. An egg that sinks won't make you stink, but calm a hunger deep within. Before you risk not giving a kiss, be sure the shape they're in. To assure your eggs stay down, this you do. Make sure they sink to the bottom. A floating egg will float in you, and you'll soon curl upward and downward. An egg that sinks will sink in you and settle an inward hunger and send you on your merry way with no unsettled slumber.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Mary.
You are very welcome.
Cute. That is so good.
I thought it was excellent.
I think it's excellent, too. No yolks.
You did. Oh my God, I wish she got more sleep.
That was really good.
You know when you buy a bag of salad and it gets all brown and saggy? Cookies don't do that.
No, they don't.
No, Oreos don't.
No,
do
they
that
do not. So why waste your money, right?
But I have to go beyond that because I saw, let's see, I wrote it down here someplace, but anyway, a woman walked carrying a salad, walked by me in the restaurant and said, you know, a cow was killed for you to eat that burger. I said, well, if you'd stop eating its food, it might live.
That was not, that's good.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know. Just like snap back.
Yeah.
The name for the shape of Pringles.
Okay. This is, sounds like something we would know.
So, you know how Pringles are that
Pringles.
Shape that goes into the can?
Yeah.
There's a name for that shape. I just call it curved.
Is it like concave or something? Or
it's something I've never heard of.
Oh, it's a new word.
It's hyperbolic paraboloid.
Oh,
that's
what?
The shape.
Oh, of course.
That's a shape?
Of course. Don't you remember learning that in school?
I don't even remember going to school.
Hyperbolic paraboloid. It sounds like something you get in your stomach and have to have it removed.
Yes, it does.
Then they're going to remove it by using the hyperbolic paraboloid machine.
I like that, though.
It's almost poetic, isn't it?
It is.
Almost. It is. She looks at me.
Yes.
Don't. I'm not going to write a poem about hyperbolic. I can't even pronounce it.
Paraboloid. Paraboloid. It's kind of a fun thing to say. Paraboloid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at a point in this program where we must take care of each other. When people say you look so familiar, responding with, weren't you in prison with me? Is always a conversation killer.
Wouldn't that be hysterical to do in
Somebody's got to do a comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the supermarket. But doing things like that in the supermarket is always more fun when you have a friend with you because they're in on the joke. So you run into a stranger and you say, oh, you look really familiar. You stop them in the aisle. Most of the time they say, you look familiar too. And then you do that line.
Yeah. Were we in jail together?
That's a hidden camera.
I would do that. I would go up to a stranger.
There's three of us sitting here and okay.
You would do it, Bev.
I would do it.
Okay. All right. You're in.
But I'm not going to.
Okay.
Not today.
Whenever I leave a fancy restaurant, I always tell the people coming in, I recommend the squirrel.
Oh.
I love squirrel.
Oh, you've eaten it?
Oh, sure.
You've eaten squirrel?
Oh, sure.
Like,
no, I have. I have.
Cooked?
I never ate one raw. I never just went out and caught one and started charring on it.
How much meat is on a squirrel?
You know, a squirrel tastes like dark turkey meat.
I like dark turkey meat.
And I used to, because the family I married into were hunters.
Oh.
If they miss, they get the squirrel?
No, they caught the squirrel on purpose. But anyway, I didn't like cooking the squirrel, what it looked like when I was cooking it. But I used to love to make squirrel pot pie. And I would shred the meat. No, it really did. You wouldn't know it. Lynn, you would not know it if you ate it. You would not know it.
When would you tell me? Would you tell me after I ate it?
3 weeks later.
Okay, that's better.
Is it like any meat that we might appreciate?
The dark turkey? Is it real close to dark turkey?
It's very close to dark turkey, yeah.
I like dark turkey.
I gave it to my kids when they both loved it. They both loved it.
Did you tell them what it was before they ate?
I don't know whether I did or not. I don't know whether I did. I might have.
How much?
I might have because it was just part of our family. It was just like...
So Bev had wanted to know how much meat is on it.
Not a lot.
Enough
you
for
needed
a pie.
You'd probably need two or three for a pie. Yeah.
Oh, those poor little critters.
Squirrel pie.
But I did not. I would not do it today.
Did you use the fur for anything?
No, you couldn't.
Make a little hat?
You couldn't. No, you couldn't.
You know what it is. It's that, you know, you think we eat other animals, we eat other birds. We're just not used to
squirrel.
We're not just squirrel or the rabbit or the
deer.
And it's time for us to ruminate on this. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.
You to listen to so much music.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Rock and roll.
Gotta hate rock and roll.
It's catchy, right?
Let's get this party bumping.
Sell your mattress and go get the money and then take that money and spend it on music.
WTBR.
I encourage you to listen to so much music.
I would play more and let you know more about this, except that there are it's going weirdo here on me on the screen. So.
I thought that. I looked at your face and you were crunched. I knew something was going on, but I knew
it's
you had.
It's repeating itself and it's halfway there and it starts repeating itself again. And
well, we'll just go on.
But we do know that this is WTBR FM and SBR in Lee.
That's correct.
SBR.
And you can go to our website. Which is
our website?
The website, the Pittsfield Community Radio. Pittsfield
has a lot of different names to it.
You can listen to our show anytime because
that's WTBR FM.
Radio. That's who we are. How do we back up? Beep, 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 beep.
Too late.
Here we go. We are WTBR. 89.7 FM, like Bev said. The way it though. And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we have our wonderful guest today, Mary Hood. Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
We have a true or false.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do.
Wheat. I love the way some people say wheat.
I know.
Wheat. It is the most widely cultivated and consumed crop in the world. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, corn is the primary crop.
Mm. Oh, wait a minute.
A dog no, has wait, 42 beep, teeth. Beep,
wait a beep, minute. Beep. We're only halfway through.
What is the most widely cultivated and consumed crop in the world? All right.
Okay.
A dog has 42 teeth, and an adult human has 52 teeth.
All right. So be counting your teeth, and we'll just move on.
Let's just
move on. And we'll have the answer at the end of the show, and who knows, you may have the answer now.
Oh, boy. Okay, okay.
Oh, I'm not the only one. Want to talk about McDonald's? Who likes McDonald's?
I like their french fries.
I do, too.
But that's about it.
I like their cheeseburger, but I don't get one maybe,
I like their decaf
once every
coffee.
5 years. Their coffee's good.
I like their decaf coffee.
And I think it is, who's coffee, the coffee company? What's his name?
They don't do Newman's anymore, and I wish they did.
Newman's Own, that was what it was called.
I wish they did, because I drink Newman's Own decaf. Organic decaf, and it's wonderful
and
coffee.
It's not
but
expensive.
It's not Newman's anymore.
What
but
do they use?
I don't know what they use, but I do like it. But
everybody's cutting.
I like it.
So it says that there is a McDonald's in every continent except
Antarctica.
No. How do you know that?
Because she's been to every continent. That's why.
Really? I'm so surprised.
And you remember? I read, but I don't remember anything
only
that I read.
In Antarctica, they are thinking about having a McDonald's there in Antarctica, but it's going to be all frozen.
It'll be frozen. They'll have frozen.
Have to have a microwave.
They'll have frozen French fries.
Pop it in the microwave, and you'll be good.
Okay.
It says there are 36,000 McDonald's restaurants across the globe. It's incredible.
Wow.
It's just incredible. There are three. What?
And some of the arches aren't yellow.
What color are they?
I think in Russia it's purple.
Are they yellow still here?
Yeah.
Are they still yellow? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first McDonald's here, for those of you who don't know or remember, was in, well, I think it was the first one here.
Pittsfield.
It was in Allendale Shopping
Center.
Not Shopping Center, but it was in Allendale.
The first one here in Pittsfield.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the first one in the world.
No, I would like to know that. Maybe it was Pittsfield. Maybe Pittsfield is famous for something.
We always thought it was Weymouth, but I might have been wrong. They probably just told me that because I lived, that was the one we went to. I don't know.
Oh, you were told that Weymouth was the very first one ever anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be an interesting thing for everyone to look up and let us know.
The duel has begun.
The duel. Come on, RB. Come on, Patty. Come on, Marie. Come on, Anthony. Let's do it. It was the walk-up, obviously, the walk-up McDonald's with the little arches. And I remember going there, and that place was always packed. And Patty and I used to get milkshakes. She would get vanilla. I would get chocolate. We would sit in the back seat with the bags of French fries, and we would dip them in the milkshakes, which was really good. The salt and the sweet and the, it was.
I like that way, too.
I never did that.
Well, you need to do that.
Hamburger in a milkshake.
No, the French fry.
Oh, the French fry. No, I never would do that either.
No, it's good.
It is.
No, I liked it with the ketchup.
Okay, the ketchup.
Ketchup and salt. No ketchup. That's what I did. You didn't like ketchup.
All right.
Oh, well, each to his own.
Florida. America's mullet.
What?
Take a look at what the state looks like.
I don't know what a mullet is.
Oh,
what is a mullet?
It's the haircut. It's the haircut that a person looks like this, and he's got all this, which is the top of Florida, and then he's got this down the back. This is all short here. I'm drawing a picture, everyone. And it's like this in the back. Oh. So see how it's the shape of Florida? That's really cute.
Oh.
See, Miami's down here, and then this is the panhandle up here.
I don't do geography, so I don't know.
No, it's not geography. It's hair.
Well, that's not geography. I can tell you right that. That's. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I'm just going. I'm just going with it. I'm just going with the flow here and just agreeing where I
can. That's called the business.
Yeah, the business.
That's the business.
That's the business. What other state has a shape that says something, like looks like something?
We'll have to think about that.
Yeah, we would. That's kind of interesting, too. All righty, then. Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on television.
I love Mr. Potato Head. I had one.
Mrs. Potato Head did, too.
Yes, she did.
She did, didn't she? She did.
Mr. Potato Head was made first, and then Mrs. Potato Head was made out of one of his spuds.
Okay, then. Okay. Remember Cooties? Cooties was the game. Cooties. Did you do Cooties?
Thank you for saving us. Thank you.
Yeah, Cooties. I love the Cooties. You put them together, and they had the legs that pushed it, you know, the Cooties. And I like that. That was good.
Okay. If I remember that was had to have your own potato, and you stuck the little plastic things into the potato. That wasn't how Mr. Potato Head started? Wasn't that?
No, I got a plastic or a foam kind of.
It was. I think they were plastic. Yeah.
Plastic head.
Something like that. I don't know.
Moving on.
Oh my gosh.
The difference between booze and weed. Five drunk people will start a fight. Five stoned people will start a band.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yeah,
I thought you were going to see that they would start a meal or something. You know, you get hungry. Well, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know.
I saw a guy at the beach yelling, "Help! Shark! Help!" I just laughed. I knew that shark wasn't going to help.
Oh my gosh! Oh, gosh, okay. Oh, we saw the cutest movie, by the way. If you have Netflix, it's a Netflix movie. It was never in the theater.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry to
well,
say.
Get the free thing for a week and then
I
cancel
can't,
it.
No, I
it's
no.
It's called Nona's. Italian grandmothers, Nona's.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, Nona's. Yeah.
And what is it? It is so sweet, and it's a true story, and it's about Vince Vaughn stars in it with Susan Sarandon and a couple other.
And you thought of this because
I don't know
why it was
because
a cute
we
movie.
Watched it last night. It was so cute, and it's about a guy who as a child watched his mother and his grandmother cook. They were from Italy. He grows up. He's an adult now. His grandmother's passed. His mom now dies. He's feeling like he has to. His family says you got to do something. He lived with his mother, taking care of her, and so he buys a restaurant. And the family is all, "What are you doing? What are you? You know nothing about a restaurant. What are you doing?" And they're all in New York.
Oh, I thought you was doing Italian.
No, it's New York. It was. What are you doing?
You said it was Italian. You said that was about Nonas.
Your
conversations always go back to Italian. You know that. It has something to do with your roots, I think.
It is Italy. They're in New York, so his relatives. Like, New Yorkers. And so he buys his restaurant, and he doesn't have anybody to cook because he has a job, so he hires Nonas.
I'm from New York, and I don't like.
Well, do you talk like that?
No, I don't.
Well, this guy did. It's a movie, people. So he has these grandmothers as the cooks, and it's a true story. And the restaurant is still there today. Nonas.
Let's go.
Staten Island.
Let's just go.
New York. Wouldn't that be cool?
Let's just get in the car and go.
Her tree.
My tree.
Your tree.
All right. We move on.
I still have a full deck. I just shuffle slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, say it, sister.
Well, the trouble with retirement is you never get a day off.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
And you get retired. Again,
yes.
You get tired, and then
and
you get tired, and then I always said that.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. Yeah.
And sometimes when you're in retirement, I think you wish that you were kind of back at work in a way.
Yes, you do.
That's called volunteerism.
Yes, volunteering. Yes. The cool thing about volunteering is you don't have to show up if you something.
Yes, you do.
If something better comes along.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Well,
you do.
You do. You have to show up,
especially if you're a surgeon.
There are volunteer doctors, you know. There are. They go on mission trips, right? They volunteer to.
Do you ever go to somebody's house and they tell you to take your shoes off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Please remove shoes, but don't take a better pair when you leave.
Uh-huh. It's tempting.
It is.
Yes. 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 You could actually, if you were a bad thinking person. Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say a bad person.
Right.
A bad thinking person.
You could go into a shoe store with some shoes on and
walk
take some out of
them.
The box and put them on your feet and put the old ones in the box out. And just walk out.
I think you
I'd
get
like
caught.
To see
oh,
I
think
really
the, sorry
I think
that
the
I
alarm
said
would
it. You
go.
Think there's alarms in the little shoes? Like a chip?
There might be. And there are cameras.
Try
and there
it.
Are,
tell us.
Why don't you try that?
No. No. No.
Pro tip, fill the pinata with ketchup and you'll never have to host another children's birthday party.
I love it.
That's great.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's great. Go smashing.
Who's going to clean up the mess? You know me. I'm thinking of the mess. Speaking of mess.
Well, you do it outside.
I opened my refrigerator the other
day. You just do it outside on the lawn.
Well, that's true.
Just do it outside.
Maybe
the dogs
will
love it.
Maybe tomatoes will grow.
Maybe. That's right.
Who knows?
What were you going to say?
Oh, I opened the refrigerator door and a bottle of salsa fell on the floor and broke. Smash. Just thought I'd share.
I don't know. I threw bird seed on the ground and no birds grew.
No.
I don't know. I was waiting for the birds to grow. I threw the bird seed there. I said, well, where are the birds? I said, they didn't grow at all. I didn't. I lost them.
Okay.
All right, Bev.
Boss, you have been late 4 times this week. Do you know what that means? Me. Yeah, must be Thursday.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Let me see. I got a lot of them.
You do? The stage before frost bite is called frost nip.
Oh, I thought it was frost bit.
Nope, this is frost bite.
Frost it's nip?
Frost nip. I wonder if that's
I've
true.
I've never heard of frost nip.
I haven't either. I don't know if that's there even true.
I thought it was frost bit and then frost bit because first you get bit and then you get,
no, it's,
get a
I
bite.
Think it's called
no.
cold. You get really cold.
It's called move to Florida.
Are you in good shape?
No.
No. I got up this morning and ran around the block 5 times. I got tired, so I picked up the block and put it back in place.
That's
a good one to tell your doctor. You know, doc, I'm trying to do what you told me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I like that. The two tiny holes in every Bic pen.
Two
tiny holes?
I know there's one, but are there two?
I don't know.
Where's the first one?
The first one is
the pen.
Where the first one's
the cap.
The cap, but then there's a hole at the tip of the cap. I don't remember seeing two holes, but there's a hole.
What's that for?
It's so kids don't smother.
Yeah. If you swallow the cap, air will still go through and you won't.
Really? If they swallow the cap?
And it gets stuck in their throat?
Kids put everything in their mouths.
No, yeah, but I didn't know that's... Oh, I didn't know that, though. Yeah, no, they do. They put everything.
Get this, you guys. Wait a minute. The two tiny holes in every Bic pen ensure that the air pressure is the same both inside and outside the pen, which helps the ink flow to the tip. What?
Isn't that why airplanes' windows have a little hole in the bottom?
I think so. So they don't...
Maybe.
So they don't...
Maybe.
So if a child swallows a window... You know, I was on a plane one
yes,
time.
Yes, Lynn,
kid,
that's why.
Kid tried swallowing that window, but
the
I'll
window
tell you that,
swallows a kid.
You know. I'll tell you, that airline...
Those kids will swallow anything.
Stewardess person.
Okay.
Do they even say stewardess anymore?
No.
It's the flight attendant.
No.
Yeah, pulled that thing right out of that kid's mouth.
Husband to wife, why do you keep buying plants when you just end up killing them? Wife to husband, to show you what I'm capable of.
Oh, gosh, that's cute. I always used to say that I liked plants that thrived on neglect. Always. So get this.
That thrived
this.
On neglect.
Neglect.
Those are called weeds.
Weeds.
I have plenty of them.
Plenty of weeds, things that thrive on neglect, yes. Guess what, you guys?
What?
In South Korea, they can dial on their phones 113 to report spies. There is a phone number.
In Korea?
To report a spy.
To report a spy?
In Korea, 113.
How do you prove that it's a spy?
Yeah, how do they?
I guess once you say it, when you call, they investigate it.
They just said there's somebody spying on me or something.
Something, or you saw a spy, or you heard a spy talking in McDonald's.
Do we have a number here? I mean,
for spies?
Could we call 911 and say I think there's a spy?
I think that would be okay.
I think they would not like us very much.
No,
though.
I don't think so. They wouldn't know what to do. And then if you were joking, they'd be mad because you can't abuse 911, right?
That's
if you
right.
just did it as a joke.
It's not really
speaking
suggested.
Of jokes,
no.
Did I tell? I don't remember if it was before our last show. We got a spam call in the car. You know, it came up on the screen. And Mark said, you want to answer it? I said, yeah. So I answered it and I said,
yes, you did.
Hello?
Oh, okay. So anytime you get a spam call like that.
I don't answer spam calls.
Well, if you do, if you ever think you want to have some fun with one.
Oh,
you can just be a little kid voice and tell them that your mom or your dad are in the bathroom and then you talk to the person in a little kid voice and it's actually fun. I've done it twice and they actually start laughing. They like it. Okay. So, anyway.
So I was in a shoe store trying on a shoe and told the assistant it was too tight. She said, try it with the tongue out. I said, it's no good. It's still too
it's
tight.
Still too tight. That was.
Oh. Guess what?
Oh, it's time.
It's time.
And we are going to find out about wheat and tea.
Well, yes, I wonder.
Yes.
And I wonder which one's true.
I don't know. I don't have an
idea.
Can
you imagine?
My brain hurts.
I have no idea. I know.
Maybe our listeners
know. Oh, she muted us.
Actually, number one, wheat is the most widely cultivated and consumed crop in the world. And number two is a dog has 42 teeth and an adult human has 52 teeth. And I have to stop writing little hints when I read these things. So which one is it?
So I don't know.
You'll have to tell us. No,
you should have used your mute button about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. All right.
Tell us.
Corn.
Corn is
the primary crop.
You know, and I did say corn was, because I did know that the, we have 48 teeth plus the 4 wisdom teeth.
She's doing the math on a piece of paper.
I didn't do math on a piece
you're
of paper.
You're doing math. I see you.
No, I'm just going.
You're
just
doing
repeating.
Math. I'm so jealous.
Wait a minute. So you know that dogs had 42 teeth and we only have 53?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
she was 52. A hunter.
No, not because I never hunted dog.
I hope not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
When I couldn't find my dog, I hunted for him all the time. But
please call us back. Please listen again, because it won't be quite the same show. We can redeem ourselves and be, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Normal.
Well, I think redemption is a wonderful asset.
We can do normal.
But thank you.
No,
for
we
listening
can't.
Anyway,
see you next Thursday, 8:30.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.